Very, very important. I hope to put that in my tefillah. You know, sometimes there are boys who come to our yeshiva. They want to come to our yeshiva. And on the interviewing process, we speak to them. And building on what Rebellia said, it's not so clear that they want to commit to what Or Shlomo stands for. But even when they don't want to commit to what we stand for, there is a second question. The question is, do you want to want? If you want to want, then we already have something to work with. And like Rebelli said, we all want to want. Are we there yet? When we dive into Hashem, it would be so incredible if we honestly and earnestly felt we were really talking to Hashem. Imagine that. Imagine we really, really felt it. We put our knees down, we bowed forward, and we looked up, and there was Hashem. And we'd say, Baruch to you, Hashem. Elokim, you're our God. You control everything. You're the king of the whole world, and you want to hear from me specifically. Imagine, like you said, imagine we really felt that way. I couldn't imagine ever wanting to stop davening. It would just be an unbelievable experience. Bezer Shem. It's a level to want to want. And Ellie's adding, not just want to want. Tell Hashem that you want. Tell Hashem that's what you want. That you want to have that relationship. Yom Kippur is coming. They say the happiest day of the year is the day after Yom Kippur, because you know that it's a whole year until the next Yom Kippur. I have to admit, I am unfortunately nichshal in that. I feel that way too. Yeah? It's a whole long year until Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, they're so close to each other. And we have a whole long time until Yom Kippur. I wish I knew what Yom Kippur was all about. The great gift that Yom Kippur is. You know, there are people, especially in the chinuch world now, they will tell you that there are two ways to serve Hashem. You serve Hashem out of love, and you serve Hashem out of fear. Ava and Yira. And they'll say, kids nowadays, even adults, can't bear with fear. They can't survive it. Love, 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 Ava is Hashem, because we can't talk about fear. Because no one can stand it. No one can survive it. I was wondering, imagine. When I was younger, I heard this cute song from Country Yossi. It's pretty much my chinuch. But I heard this cute song. It's about this kid. My little Yingle lives went into first grade. It's about this kid who went into first grade, and he comes to his tati, and he sits down in his tati's lap, and he says to his kid, what did you learn today? And then he says, ooh, ee, ooh, ah. He goes through the aleph beis that he learned. He took out his aleph, you know, the sefer that he learned aleph beis from. Right? My little Yingle, he's going to be a big Tom Chacham one day. He's going to be the biggest Gadol Hador, the father thinks. And then the kid turns 13 in the song. He says to his son, what did you learn today? Shabbos afternoon, right after cake and tea. My little bachur, he comes right up to me. And then he sits with his father. And what do they do again? What do you learn? Aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, comments, patach. I learned all these things. Okay, my little Yingle, he's going to be such a big talmid chacham. And then my little Yingle is not so small no more. My little Yingle is pushing 24. Last time I learned with him, I challenged to the floor. That means to faint, to pass out. Because when I asked him what he learned, he still said, ooh-ee-ooh-ah. Imagine that. 24, he's still saying the same stuff he learned when he was first grader. I was imagining a scene. Imagine President of the United States. Everyone's thinking about presidential politics now. The President of the United States. Imagine it's a young president, not like everyone I'm dealing with, a young president, and some major event happens, some huge event in world news, and he has to make an Oval Office address. He sits in his desk, and there is the camera looking straight at him, and he's there, and they tell him 3, 2. And he starts speaking about whatever that major event is. But a little off screen, you don't see this. His family, and the whole room is packed. It looks like it's empty, just the president. The whole room is packed, everyone's there. But his family is there, as is his 5-year-old daughter. And his 5-year-old daughter sees daddy. He's sitting there, and she always gets to sit with him when he's sitting by his desk. So she runs on screen, jumps on his lap, and she gives him a big hug, daddy. In the middle of an Oval Office address. Is there anything wrong with that? Now she's 5 years old. What if she was 15 and the same thing happened? She jumps, daddy. Is there anything wrong with that? Probably. But how can you say there's anything wrong? Doesn't she love her daddy? She just wants him to give him a big hug. She just wants to show how much she loves him. Because she has to realize now is not the time for that. You've got to have your love, but it needs to be structured. It needs to be contained. It needs to find the right moment for it. And when she jumps on daddy in the middle of an Oval Office address, probably not the right time to show her love for her father. Perhaps in first grade, Av is all we do. But as we get older, there is a service of Hashem. Ava and Yira. In Kabbalistic Sfarim, they call it two wings that cannot be separated. You need to have both together. And yet everyone is telling me, and everyone's telling all their parents and teachers, and they're telling you the same, that I can't speak to you about fear. I won't speak to you about fear. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to speak to you about fear. When I was learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in Teres Moshe, on Erev Yom Kippur, now everyone's together, and I wish we could duplicate the feeling that was in Yeshiva in Elul on Erev Yom Kippur. It was so intense. We were all working towards Rosh Hashanah every day. And that Aseres Yemei Tshuva, much more powerful. I'm trembling even thinking about it. Very, very powerful. And Erev Yom Kippur, we would sit there. They actually served it in the sukkah because the sukkah was already built. And we'd sit in the sukkah having our Sudas HaMafsek as the final meal before Yom Kippur. And one of the older guys in Yeshiva, wasn't a Rebbe, I remember this. He came in, and this was his speech while we were all eating our last food before Yom Kippur. Opens up a sefer. Let's give you a little warning. If anybody ever opens up a sefer, and the sefer is Reishis Chachma, and he opens up this sefer on Erev Yom Kippur, be very afraid. Why? Because the sefer Reishis Chachma details what Gehenna is like. And this is what he spends the entire time doing. Well, if you did this, you can expect fire! And if you did this, and if you did this, and if you did this. And that was my introduction to a yeshiva Erev Yom Kippur. There are ramifications for the things we do. It's very serious. You make a mistake, you should be doing so much better. But we can't hear this stuff nowadays. We can't hear it. We're not capable. But I still want to talk about fear. So I'm going to talk about fear, but our own type of fear, the fear of the 21st century. I heard a story a number of years ago about the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Zechariah Baruch. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, he used to give these very passionate Fabrengens. I was not Zeicha to be by the Fabrengens, but of course I met the Lubavitcher Rebbe many times. And these Fabrengens are full of music, and the Rebbe would speak, and he would speak, and he would speak, and he would speak, and he would stop, and he would start. And at one of these Fabringens, the Rebbe gets up and he says, who here wants to be a millionaire? Now, it's the middle of the speech. So, three guys raise their hand, thinking like, what's this? And the Rebbe got very mad. Why didn't everybody raise their hand? I ask you, who wants to be a millionaire? Why didn't everybody raise their hand? And those three people, each one became extremely wealthy. And everybody else who was there didn't. Not saying they became poor, but they didn't get that. Well, this one, I remember, one of the guys was a very famous diamond merchant. Found the whole mine in Africa. That's pretty good. You know what the fear is that we should feel when we go into Yom Kippur? At the very least, we should feel FOMO. You know what FOMO is? You don't know what FOMO is? What's FOMO?
Fear.
The fear of missing out. FOMO. The fear of missing out. Yom Kippur is coming. Yom Kippur is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to be transformed forever. For you to raise your hand up and say, me. Pick me. I want to be that guy. I want to have a fresh new year. I want to start. I don't want to miss out. I'm afraid of missing out. Does anybody know what the word chet literally means? Sin. 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 No, it's not what it means. As is well known, of course the lawyer Bam knows, I'm sure many people here know, chet means to miss out. To miss out, to be missing something. When Shlomo HaMelech's mother found out that perhaps Shlomo HaMelech will not be able to be king after his father David, his mother Bathsheba came to David HaMelech and she says that me and my son, if somebody else takes the royalty, we're going to be chatoim. We're going to be sinners. We're going to be missing out. We're going to miss our chance to be the malchus of the Jewish people. Yom Kippur is coming. Aren't you afraid of missing out? Like Rebbe was saying, you're going to go into davening, the closest moment of the entire year. You're going to get to spend it with Hashem, one-on-one. It looks like a room of whatever amount of people. I used to daven in a minyan of over 2,000 people. You can imagine that. But you know what, on Yom Kippur, it's not 2,000 people, like Rabbi Eisen said a few days ago. It's 2,000 individuals on Yom Kippur. People, one-on-one, you and Hashem. Hashem's got everything, and you need a lot. And all Hashem wants to know is that you're ready for it. Are you ready for this year? Are you ready what you can accomplish? Are you ready for Matzi Yom Kippur? A voice comes out of Shemayim or Matzi Yom Kippur. And you know what it says, Meir? It says, Lech Echol B'Simcha. Go out and eat with joy. Why does it say that on Matzi Yom Kippur? Go out and eat with joy. Because Yom Kippur has passed. Hashem said, I myself, the word kaper does not mean atonement. It means to be cleaned off. Hashem says, I myself will give you the bath. I will put you in the bath and you're covered in stains and I'm the only one who knows how to clean that. I will clean you off and now that you're clean and you feel fresh and you feel new, Matzi Yom Kippur, start fresh. Go have a big feast. Lech achol b'simcha. Go out and eat with joy. Don't miss the opportunity. FOMO. Oh, fear is so powerful. Your friend goes to a baseball game you didn't get to go to. He goes to a concert. I wasn't there. They had a good laugh. Why wasn't I a part of it? They got to start with a brand new slate. Where was my chance? The Lubavitch Rebbe is asking people to raise their hands and only three people volunteer. FOMO. The fear of missing out. I have a dear friend. He loves a certain organization. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Thank You Hashem. Thank You Hashem. It's a wonderful idea. Thank You Hashem. Not just the wristbands and all that. Thank You Hashem. It's a wonderful idea. Getting people to think about it and put it at the forefront of their mind. Thank You Hashem. Yesterday, the night before, I pretty much not slept. So I figure, I have to wake up early in the morning. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to Yeshiva. I got up early in the morning again, but I figured I'll get to Brooklyn and I'll have enough time to lie down before Yeshiva. For a few minutes, so at least. And of course, yesterday I got stuck in 2 hours of traffic. There's no time. Exhausted. A few days before Yom Kippur, I could have fallen to pieces. Who knows what's going to happen? And out of the blue, I said to myself, thank you, Hashem. Not to myself, I said it to him. Thank you, Hashem. And suddenly, a wheel started turning in my mind. And I started thinking, I am really thankful to Hashem. I've got kids. They're amazing kids. I have a mother. I have a wife. I have tremendous talmidim. We have a tremendous yeshiva. I'm healthy. I can get around. Nothing hurts. I'm not sick. Okay, I got stuck in a little traffic. Thank you, Hashem. You start saying the words. It just comes. You get into the field. Thank you, Hashem. Tomorrow night, you're going to get to shul. And there's going to be a lot of words that you may not know what they mean. When I was younger, every day, every Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, when I went to shul, I'd walk with my father to shul. And he would always say the same thing to me every single year. Until he was nifter, he said the exact same thing to me. And it was always simple, very simple. Quality, not quantity. When you're in shul, it's quality, not quantity. Don't worry if you say every single word in that. Don't worry about it. There are some core things you have to make sure to say. But it's quality, not quantity. He made sure. My brother-in-law asked me recently, why did my father have so many machzor? Every Yom Tov, he had like 12 Rosh Hashanah machzor. So I told him it was very simple. Every single year, we'd ask him for his machzor, so he would give it to us. It was an art scroll machzor, so we could read with the English. And then he'd have to get a new one for himself. So he has tons of machzor with his name in it, Shlomo Zaka. That's the old saying. He'd keep giving it to us because he wanted us to understand what the words meant. It's quality, not quantity. When you start saying these words, say the words of Unisana Taikev, Kedushas Hayayim, the holiness, let's talk, you know what the words mean? Let's talk about the holiness of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about it. You start talking about it, you get into this cycle of like the thank you Hashem feeling I had. Yom Kippur is so, so special. And sometimes, like myself, you don't really feel it until the very, very last seconds. And you get to Ne'ilah. And by the Ashkenazim, by Ne'ilah, and I'm sure what happened by the Sfarim, but we start screaming by Ne'ilah, Hashem Hu Elokim, 7 times. Hashem Hu Elokim. When you're up to number 5, you can't help it. Your neshama is popping out of your body at that time. Hashem Hu Elokim. It was you the whole time. And when you have that feeling, you have to hold on to that feeling. And I'll finish with this thought. Every year I try to do this, and I always forget. And I hope, please Hashem, this year I shouldn't forget. Rav Shamshon Afol Hirsch, at Tzadik Levracha, right before he was nifter, the year before he was nifter, he was very, very weak, but still, he pushed himself. He was a Rav in Frankfurt am Main. He died in 1888. And he pushed himself to go to the front of the shul. And as he's in the front of the shul, he says that we're approaching the Ne'ilah. And at the very end of the Ne'ilah, there's a Kaddish. And at the very end of the Kaddish, there's an Amen. You work through a whole Yom Kippur. Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. And now you're up to the last Amen. Whatever you accomplish today, put it all into that Amen. And as you say that Amen, Try to set your mind and remember what you've been doing this Yom Kippur and put it all into that Amen. And you say Amen with the power of a holy Yom Kippur. And he said that the next time you're going to say that Amen, it'll bring forward, it'll come forward with you. And you'll try to take that transformation from Yom Kippur on for the rest of your year and the rest of your life. When I was growing up, we had a minig at this time. The last shmooze before Yom Kippur, this is what we did. If everyone could please stand up right now and repeat after me. And I know it might not work so well when you have to repeat it, but hopefully it'll get you to the point where this is what we do and this is how we feel. And we say this, but we don't want to hurt anybody else, and nobody else should be hurt because of us. Repeat after me. I forgive everyone and anyone who might have done something to harm me. And I daven to Hashem that they should forgive me as well. Amen. Everyone, we should have a good Gevenshtir, Gemar Chasim, a Toiva, Simchas and Nachas.